Okay, today we're going to talk about the mole. Now I know what you're thinking, I know what a mole is. It's a small furry creature that digs holes in the ground and destroys gardens. And some of you might be thinking that it's a growth on your aunt's face with hair sticking out of it. Well, in this case, a mole is a concept that we use in chemistry to count molecules, atoms, and just about anything extremely small. Have you ever wondered how many atoms there are in the universe, or in your body, or even in a grain of sand? Scientists have wanted to answer that question, but how do you count something as small as an atom? Well, in 1811, someone had an idea that if you have equal volumes of gases at the same temperature and pressure, they would contain an equal number of particles. His name was Lorenzo Romano Amadeo Carlo Avogadro. Wonder how long it took him to sign autographs. Unfortunately for Avogadro, most scientists didn't accept the idea of the atom, and there was no way to prove he was right. There was no clear difference between atoms and molecules. Most scientists looked at Avogadro's work as purely hypothetical and didn't give it much thought. But it turned out he was right. By late 1860, Avogadro was proven correct and his work helped lay the foundation for the atomic theory. Unfortunately, Avogadro died in 1856. Now the thing is that the amount of particles in even small samples is tremendous. For example, if you have a balloon of any gas at 0 degrees Celsius and at a pressure of 1 atmosphere, then you have precisely 602 sextillion gas particles. That is, you have 6 with 23 zeros after it particles of gas in a container. Or in scientific notation, 6.02 times 10 to the 23rd particles. This example is a little misleading because gases take up a lot of space due to the high kinetic energy of the gas particles, and it leaves you thinking atoms are bigger than they really are. Instead, think of water molecules. If you pour 18.01 grams of water into a glass, which is 18.01 milliliters, which is like 3.5 teaspoons of water, you'll have 602 sextillion molecules of water. Since Lorenzo Romano, Avogadro was the first one to come up with this idea, scientists named the number 6.02 times 10 to the 23rd after him. It is simply known as Avogadro's number.